Солнышко, you're home. I know it is a bit of an unusual sight, isn't it, for myself to be the first one home. But I have been trying to take your advice and not stay in the lab so late. Though, I will confess, it still did stay a little bit past when I was supposed to, which begs the question why you weren't already home when I got back. Not that I'm not complaining, I don't want to seem like that big of a hypocrite. Millie, I was a little worried. Did work keep you late? Hey, oh. Are you... You okay? No, no, you don't have to apologize. Not for coming home late, certainly, and not for... getting emotional. Here, let me help you get your coat and shoes off. That, no, please. I'm not going to hurt myself. Here, get your bag off. Shh. Do you want to talk about what's going on? We don't have to. I'm here. I've got ears. They are still working. Yeah. Come sit on the sofa with me. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good boy. Well, no, I'm not going to kneel on the carpet to help you get your shoes off. I may... struggle to get back up. I'm going to sit right next to you, and you're going to spin your legs around. There you go. Put them in my lap. Now. What's going on? Bad day, huh? I'm sorry. You don't deserve to be treated like that. Were I a different man, I would threaten to go sort them out. But I am not that man, so the least I can do is try and make you feel better. Now you're back here. Try and help you feel relaxed. It's the least I can do. You always try and help me, and this is not about repaying anything. I love you. Of course I want to help. And this is not some sort of burden, okay? Okay. Good. Let me put this on the floor. So sweet, nuzzling into my hand like that when I stroke your cheek. I'm tired. It's okay. We don't have to do anything. Strenuous. You can just sit right here for the rest of the evening if you want to. Are you listening? You are out of it, aren't you? Perhaps this is not merely because you are tired. Do you want to get closer to me? However you feel comfortable sitting right now, cuddling up, whatever. Why don't you, go ahead. Whatever position feels, natural. Don't be embarrassed. Go on. What is it that you want from me, my Lubov? What would help you right now? I thought maybe so. My sweet boy wanted to curl up with his head in my lap. Is that it? Duh. Of course it's okay. Shh. I said you don't need to feel embarrassed. I want you to relax, switch off that brain in whatever way that feels comfortable for you, and if I take a, what is phrase, a wild stab in the dark, perhaps you feeling a little in a different headspace, or would like to be lulled into one. Perhaps to be more specific, perhaps you are wanting to be a good little pet. Not have to have big human thoughts anymore. Perhaps you want to be my good little kitten. I did think so. I could just tell. You're easy to read for me, I suppose. After all this time. I know what you need. You can trust me to know that, can't you? And to trust me to help when you need it. Мой хороший мальчик. So good for me. You don't need to worry about anything anymore. Whatever happened today, you don't need to think about it right now. It's time to turn that brain off. Because good kittens don't have big human thoughts, do they? No. You don't need to worry about anything. You don't even really need to focus on being good for me. Since you naturally are good for me, it's not something you need to think about. It is merely no basic state. So no worrying about that. I enjoy just having you like this. Let me run my hands through your hair. And you like scratches on your scalp. Behind your ears, maybe. That's a good boy. Such a good kitten for me. This is what you needed, isn't it? This is your natural state. Being nothing more than a good little pet for me. No worries. Let me take care of you. Good pets just lay down and look pretty. You are a pretty boy, aren't you? Poor thing. It is a shame that not everybody can see you like I do. Though perhaps if they could, they'd be awfully jealous. If they could see what a good boy you truly are. What we say to getting you into more comfortable clothes. Perhaps, I don't know if you want to actually fall asleep, if you are tired enough for that, or if you want to stay up. I don't know if you already ate dinner or not. What is that for? Is that about the talk of food? You want something to eat? What? I see. It's such a cute little thing lapping at my skin. How could I forget what your favorite treat is when you're like this? And of course, you know I have plenty of it. Do you think you can manage to get changed of clothes on your own, or would you like help? Okay. Then how about I grab the sweet milk first, bring it with into the bedroom. You will have to be able to walk or crawl. You know I can't carry you. Not that I would not want to. You meet me in the bedroom. We'll get you into some comfy, relaxing clothes or pajamas. And you can lay down more comfortably with me. Okay. Go on then. Up. Go on. Good boy. I'll be back with you in a moment.